Welcome back to the show, the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Happy Monday.
Come on now, let's talk some money. Yes!
Oh, good. Let's talk about money.
Monday.
There are more things in the world to buy.
It's Donna and Steve.
Than most people have money for.
Yeah.
So.
Money Monday.
Choices have to be made.
Yes. But mostly it's Steve.
Exclusively Steve. I want to talk to you about money.
Okay.
Don't forget taxes. Coming up, we haven't heard of any delays. Remember last year's tax season got delayed due to COVID?
Yes.
April 15th, and it got kicked down the road to July,
yes.
Something like that. Well, anyway, I was snooping around on budgetsaresexy.com. And there was an article about how COVID is changing Americans' retirement plans. Has COVID impacted your thoughts of retirement at all, Donna, one way or another, this way, sideways, left ways, downways?
No.
All right. Back to you, Donna. So check this out. There's a survey
really
that was done.
I haven't thought about it in the context of COVID.
Yeah, right.
You know, I don't know.
Well, personal capital. Are you familiar with personal capital?
Nope.
That's a website where you can go. It's kind of slick. I signed up once. I never look at it anymore, but you can go and put in all of your information, mm-hmm. and it will show you in pie charts exactly how you're doing, what your net worth is based on how much you still owe on your home, what's in your 401k.
Oh, that's what financial advisors are for.
Yes, and you can have a financial advisor as well. Personal capital is a free way of doing
sure.
that. And so there are simple ways that you can do that.
It is really cool to have everything in one place on a website like that.
Visually, it's good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
to see.
It really helps you to understand where things are going, how you're doing, what you're buying, if you're buying stocks or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's great.
And it's cool because they can just do a one sheet. You know, on by the way, I'm not paid by Personal Capital. There's a bunch of other sites that do a similar thing. Donna sure. also mentioned financial advisors can really help you with this. But it is cool to be able to look at one website and just on one page see your outlook.
Do you think that's secure?
What do you mean?
Do you think it's a secure site?
I'm sorry. I thought you said, do you think that's the cure? And then I thought, I wonder what financial ailment is she speaking
of?
Yeah,
do you think that site is secure? Because the site that I have, I'm hoping it's secure because there's
it's all there.
Everything is there. And there's a vault. It's called the vault. Ooh. And inside the vault, you can put a copy of your passport. You can put what?
Keep going. That's good.
There's your driver's license, insurance forms. Your will can go in there. Just all sorts of things that are easy access. If you kick it, then your family can just find it all in one place.
That's really slick.
Or if you lose your passport when you're on vacation, in my case, I can just call my financial advisor and she'll send me, you know, a picture, or I could look it up myself.
What are you paying? $30 a month for vault access, I bet.
I don't think I'm paying anything for vault access.
I don't know, Donna. Here's why I laughed. Okay. You said, do you think that's secure? Not, do you think that's the cure? And then, so then I quickly went to personalcapital.com,
okay.
except I mistyped it. And so once I went there, it just says in the top Google search bar, not secure. It's literally,
it does not.
No, it says not secure dash personal capital is not secure. Personal capital, very secure. Very secure.
Oh, they have a nice looking guy on the front there.
Oh, let me see. There's a handsome guy there. Oh, look at this guy. Yeah. That guy's got his life together. It says Michael's finally on track for retirement. He started by clicking on this button and getting our free tool. So again, what it does is it's cool that it shows you all on one page what everything is, the arrow that your finances are going in. I do like the what's your home worth. You know, they'll bring in a Zillow or a Redfin estimate on your home.
Yes.
And then so they can factor that into your net worth as well if you have equity in that. But anyway, so that's kind of a slick spot. They're the ones who did this big study. Turns out, 1/3 of people who were a part of this survey withdrew money from an IRA or a 401k last year due to coronavirus. Part of the CARES Act let people affected by the virus take a distribution of up to $100,000 from their IRA or their 401k or a similar account without paying the regular penalty. An early withdrawal would normally hit you with a penalty. But about a third of people surveyed did that, took money out. So if you got through last year and didn't have to touch your retirement account, consider yourself fortunate, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And it wasn't just a small amount. More than 30% of the people who took money out of their 401ks last year pulled out somewhere in the range of $75,000 to that max amount of $100,000. And the majority of people said, what did we use it on? Regular living expenses. My guess is they may have taken out a little more than they needed to.
Sure.
Because you didn't know how long the virus was going to last, or your own personal unemployment if you lost work or had diminished wages. Hopefully they put a lot back in if they did that. You could also take a loan as well, which was another thing. And it's a tax-free thing, and it doesn't impact your credit report. And you pay yourself the interest when you pay back a 401k loan. I don't like the idea of it because I just want to leave that over there. I don't want to mess with it.
Same, but I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Absolutely, for sure. And if you're going to pay anybody back, then pay yourself back. I get the appeal of that. Another thing that they found out is that saving rates changed during the pandemic. You would think that it would go down. Turns out the median savings in the year 2020, the crappy year that it was 12% of income for all respondents. And their data showed that about 66% of people contributed to their workplace retirement accounts, 37% to a traditional IRA, 29% to a Roth IRA. But they show in this chart that almost 80% of people saved either the same amount or more in the year 2020 than they did pre-pandemic. I wonder if that's...
because of stimulus checks?
Well, that could certainly be. I hadn't even thought of that. I wondered if it changed people's idea of emergency accounts.
Sure. Yeah.
And we can all talk ourselves out of saving. It's not going to happen to me. I have a secure job.
Right.
Everything's going well.
No, I think.
And then in the span of a couple of weeks, a pandemic out of nowhere kind of sort of shuts down the entire country.
Anything can happen. You know, you can lose your job and as a result, have to pay for your own health insurance, which can be really expensive.
Very expensive, yes.
So it's really only makes sense to really try.
I asked, and if that's the kick in the pants that we needed, then let's all take heed. I asked you if you have changed your thoughts about retirement at all. 34% of people said that their retirement plans have not changed. But the other 66% of people said they're mostly planning to work longer and or to save more money. I wonder if that also happened where people kept their jobs last year due to the pandemic. They now are just thinking something could pop up. I just need to be better prepared. And so if that means I need to work an extra 5 years, then so be it. Because the majority are now planning to work longer and or to save more money.
How about
retirement? I'd like to be retired by 55 if I could really, really plan it. I think that would be cool. I don't think that I'm going to be able to. These kids, let me be super clear, are money sucks. You know, they say each kid 0 to 18 costs you about $225,000. I have four. You want me to do the math on that?
And that doesn't count going to school, does it?
That's correct.
So add that into the mix to add another 200 per kid.
It can't be. Is it that much?
Well, that's,
that would be $900,000 for the four kids. Yale, no. We're going to learn a trade in the garage. I'm going to train them to become fighters. That's why we got that body opponent back, that Bob.
No, all you need to do is get... all you need to do is teach your kids how to be gamers and influencers. They don't need no stinking school for that.
That's why I'm trying to turn into a foodfluencer, which is my Smokin' Steve persona, so that I can pay the bills. And then we become a fluencer family.
Yeah.
Whoa, that could be our YouTube channel name. The Fluencer Family.
Okay.
Burmerger.
The fluencer.
I just want to save people time, so I'm shortening more words.
Okay, that's good.
Also, very quickly, if you have an elderly person in your life, please make sure that they're not falling for any lottery scams.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing right now.
Money.com put out an article that people are still getting conned effectively on lottery scams, faking like they're calling from the Publisher's Clearinghouse or from Mega Millions or something like that and saying, oh, you won this much money, and but we need taxes ahead of time so that we can release the full $8.5 million payout to you. And then they use COVID language now too. The scammers do. Ugh. You know, this will be touch-free. And so once they start doing that, then it seems real. It seems real. And you think, oh, okay, so what do I need to do? And it's going to be touch-free. So you guys, they go through this whole thing. And I know people like you and me, Donna, we hear this and think, never in a million years would I fall for it. First, that is true. You never know. But also, they prey on the elderly. And so the article was mentioning kind of an awkward conversation to have. But if you have someone older in your life, it might be good to just have that conversation of, hey, did you hear there are a lot of scams? That way, not making the person out like, hey, mom, you seem like you could totally get scammed.
Right.
But
right,
instead, sure. Hey, mom, did you hear that there are a lot of people that are getting scammed? Do you know anyone who's been scammed or anything?
And this can happen via email, regular mail,
phone call, letter,
social media. So just, be aware of that. That's a great reminder, Steve. Thank you.
And so, Donna, I just softly, do you know anyone who's been scammed? We should probably be on the lookout, probably, right?
Are you suggesting that I have been scammed?
I hope not, but
I've had the IRS scam before where they told me there was a warrant out for my arrest. Remember, I played the audio back of my conversation.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. They're like, well, ma'am, we're recording you. And I said, oh, yeah, cool, because I'm recording you.
Yeah.
I was like, She was not taking my reluctance for an answer.
No, she was not.
She kept going. Because, you know, they probably have to reach a quota for their mob boss or whatever.
Anyway. Hey, if you guys want to go on break, you got to give me names.
All right. Well, that concludes Money Monday for this week.